You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That is Polly Hill, of course, with Pulp Facts, and we've got Polly Hill in the studio. Kia ora, how are you?
Morena, I'm good, thank you. Happy to be here.
Oh, happy to have you here. And on this, what was a very sunny Friday until about like 30 seconds ago, massive cloud just rolled over.
I feel like we hyped it up a lot. We were like, how good is a sunny Friday?
And it's going to be the weekend. And now it's like, it's a bit grey. But
well,
maybe it was me.
No, I was going to say, you're going to bring the sunshine into the studio.
Okay.
With this brand new track that you've got out today. Congratulations.
Thanks. I don't know if it's like super sunshine aligned. It's more like storm and, I don't know, fire and brimstone. But I'll take it. Thank you.
It's called Spooky, and it has got a suitably spooky music video that goes with it. Can you tell us a bit about this track and also a bit about the video? Because I think it's pretty awesome.
Aw. Sure. I was sitting on the beat for a little while, just like chopping up little like cinematic noir samples, and had like a rough skeleton of it, and then a couple months ago things just kept happening like socially and politically that I was just like what are we gonna do about this team? So particularly with the like Bay Dreams lineup, I was like fuck, and so I kind of like wrote a verse in accordance with that, and just industries in general and gatekeepers of music in general.
So you're talking about like there not being enough diversity on lineups,
exactly,
and things?
Yeah. And even like in my other fields, like film and anything, like there's just so much like bullshit and bureaucracy and power dynamics. And then I like had to turn the light on myself. So the second verse is about my own ego and like keeping that in check, because I am nothing if not partial to a little narcissistic tendencies. So yeah, and then I do, yeah. So Alexa Casino always helping me out with the mixing and the chopping, and then Detta helped do some mixing, and Scissor Hands did some scratching.
Cool.
And then we filmed the video.
So it sounds like you're kind of thinking macro and then also looking at yourself. That's, I mean, that seems like a healthy thing to do, yeah. First of all, but like it also seems like something I think a lot of people have been experiencing this year, because yeah. we've had so much change in the world politically and socially, and I think that has really like shaped people's perceptions of the world quite differently, totally. or thrown some things into some really stark contrasts.
Yeah.
What have been some of the biggest things you've kind of like taken out of this year so far? Because it's been a lot.
I don't know. See, my year has like, I get that this has been the most abhorrent year for so many people, but like from a work perspective and like a coming into my own perspective, this year's been like great.
Mm.
But I guess that plays into the learning, like the prioritizing, the perspective, like, you know, like we always joke, like the world could blow up one day. Like, well, if this year's taught us anything, it's like the fragility and like, I don't know. And when you're locked down, like you're kind of forced to look a bit insular and think about stuff. But yeah, it also gave me great time to like reflect on my craft and then thinking about the video. Like I probably wouldn't have done a video if we didn't get that time off, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you got to be a little bit of an opportunist when the walls are caving in, you know?
It lets people go sideways a bit and do things that maybe wouldn't necessarily always happen.
Yeah, yeah. And also like no pressure if you just sit there watching I May Destroy You or like Netflix, that's cool as well. That's super valid, like self-care totally. As well.
I think like my absolute level for a while was only being able to watch Friends season one, and I'm like, this is really bad.
Yeah I know. If I ever like get the temptation to watch Friends, I'm like, what would my friends say?
What would my actual friends say? Yeah. It's like the equivalent of having your private listening your music. Like, no one needs to know I'm watching this right now.
Hard.
But that's such a good point as well. Like, sometimes it gives you this time to think, and then other times it's all a little bit much. But having a good community around you seems to be a way that you certainly have ploughed through this year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bizarre. I'm like, are my best friends just so like coincidentally the most talented people in the world, or are we just all like a pack of raving narcissistic freaks? I don't know. but yeah, I mean, that's why I think I love the spooky music video so much, because it's like it looks cool and I'm really happy with how it turned out, but more so it's like a love letter to my friends. Like, five of us went down, like we had three rolls of film, like that's very limited shooting. We had one light, we had our car like blow up down the mountain, like we're staying in this house that low-key there were some entities going on there, and like we just lost the plot and like just persevered and just like had a ball doing it. So
it is shot on Super 8, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you've obviously got a film background as well. How did this kind of idea come to be? Did you know that Super 8 was going to be the way you wanted to shoot this? Or did you just go, hey, we've got this gear, let's give it a go?
No, actually, like I usually get like a couple of really strong instincts when I'm thinking about an idea. And for Spooky, it was snow. Like I had a sense that it needed to be at the snow.
Yeah.
And then with the like the frequencies it was putting out, it's like, okay, this horror theme. And then Freya Finch, who I think you know and is a stunning artist and theatre maker, they take a lot of photos on film. Mm. And then they were like, babe, I should just shoot it on Super 8. It looks so sick. And I was like, that makes so much sense. Like,
yeah.
how has that not been like the starting point? Mm-hmm. So yeah, they shot it on this like old school Super 8, and we were just like, I would like look through sometimes to focus and check shots, and like I could not focus anything. I'm like, how the fuck? I don't know what's going on here. Like, we literally didn't know till we got the footage back if anything was going to be usable.
That's kind of the magic of doing it analog, is you're like,
exactly.
This could be a terrible failure, or it could have been you know, the best thing we've ever made.
Exactly.
And what's kind of on the horizon for you? Are you working towards any projects at the moment, or are you just kind of like seeing what happens?
Yeah, I've got some things up my sleeves. I definitely want to put out a few more singles, which are getting close to being ready to go.
Awesome.
And then kind of like just one collective project, because obviously this is like Polly Hill solo without all.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just want to do like a little package to be like, I did it, I can produce, I can rap. And then I don't know what will happen after that, but I definitely want to keep marrying like film and music, because that is my jam.
Yeah.
And then just heaps of film stuff, some big gigs that I can't say per se, But there's some cool shows coming up, so...
This sounds very exciting. It does feel like a kind of a cool new chapter in the Polly Hill story, and I'm excited to see where the rest of it takes us all. Aww. Let's have a listen to the track, shall
we? Thanks, guys. Thanks, BFM.
And if people want to go and get this or also want to watch the video, where's a good place for them to do that?
You can jump on my Instagram at PollyHillXOXO, and all the links are there. It's on Spotify, it's on iTunes, it's on the SoundCloud, and the video's on YouTube.
Fantastic. Well, let's have a listen. This is a brand new track out today, Polly Hill. It's called Spooky.
Somehow we never see them. They want their status, the kudos and a high five. But when it comes to taking hits, they want the lifeline. We'll go then, the grown men who claim they really open. Fuck with you for talking off the record, though they're broken. Show them for the glow up. Publicly they show love. As soon as you gain traction or a show, they never show up. Eh? It's all love they say, but underneath you feel the hate. They treat these spaces as if it's their own real estate. Why show up for something? Cause we had enough of words. If not, then you can save your shitty crumbs for some other birds. Ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, the ego trip, like ego trip, ego trip, the ego makes you do it. Ego trip, the ego makes you do it. And now, layer after layer, will I bear all? Just to watch my ego plummet like a fearful vehicle. To say I walk a tight rope between helplessness and divine hope. But shit, I've got these ideas, they've been coming out of my ears. And my ideas don't sleep on me unless you want a nightmare. Stuck in a mood these days, I guess that's called the temper trap. I try to keep it straight, but wait for me to bend it backwards. That's what I've had, and by the bucket load, the flow is unconventional, and still I'm yelling, fuck it though. Cause my message clear like answer phones, after tones, I'm sharper than most. Even if I had half a dome, so why? Self-doubt is in my ear, and I can hear it still. Was trying to find some clarity, like I've been using Clarisil. So I can heal myself like using Annika. To shed more light than them candlesticks on Hanukkah. I'm Monica and Chandler with the banter. But you ain't my friend. And people fuck with me, but really they just play pretend. Hey you, miss me with your etiquette. Don't ever, ever fuck with me just so you can get a kick. Ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, the ego trip, like ego trip, ego trip, the ego makes you do it. Ego trip, ego trip, the ego makes you do it.
That is a brand new track from Polly Hill. It is called Spooky. It's out today, and we're getting lots of love on the text machine for it, actually. So thank you for those messages. What are we calling them now? The Polly Pockets. That's the one, the Polly Pockets Unite. So go check that one out online in all the various forms, especially the video. The video is awesome. Thank you so much to Polly Hill for popping in.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.